When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Podium Podcast. Let me get the number right, because last week I said the wrong number. I know. I said the wrong number. This is 219.
Oh, okay.
Last week I said 217, it was 18. Okay. And I didn't realize it till I listened back. I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Every week. At least every other week I'll be wrong.
Damn.
Yeah, it's bad. But the listeners,
maybe I should
know.
Keep count.
Keep count.
All right, I'm going to try, because I'd just be sitting back.
Hello, guys. We're back.
Hi.
Happy, what's today? June?
Wait. 16th? 15th?
Today's
15th.
The 15th. When is Juneteenth?
On Sunday. It's coming up.
And Juneteenth is on the 17th?
The 19th.
The 19th.
Juneteenth is the 19th.
Okay. Well, Juneteenth is coming. I guess we just made that up over the pandemic. It just took that.
First of all, don't do
now,
that.
Now it's fucking...
No.
Now it's observed after we protested for the 9,000th time. No. Like, now they listen. Like, now, so, Black Lives Matter
has been around for a long time, and actually some Black people did celebrate it. Like, I know this lady, she used to take off, I don't, you know, whatever day, so it's, you know, mm-hmm. it's the... Because it's always celebrated on the 19th, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if it was on a weekday, she would take that day off. So, I guess, she's actually retired, but I would imagine if she was still working, she would take off either Friday or Monday. And she did it for years.
Well, God bless her. Good salute to her for being pro-Black.
Right.
They used to call people that in the 90s if you was like super Black. You was
right.
pro-Black. You was so Black, you was pro. You was a professional Black person.
You're stupid. And it's not professional Black.
That's what the pro stood for.
No, it didn't.
All right. To me, it meant professional Black. I'm Black before everything else.
Right.
I'm pro
a professional Black person. Shut
but I just
up.
Think it's a professional Black, because like everything Black, they check you.
You stupid.
But did you know, brother? You're like, oh, what? Did you even know your history? Like, don't do
right?
that. I don't care about that. Don't teach me. Nigga.
Don't teach me.
The fuck? Niggas get smart and want to teach everybody. I do the same thing, but damn. I don't make a career out of it. Like, I'm not about to stand in front of the train and harass people.
Right?
Like, is that a white man on your shirt, brother? Like, bro, it's just a t-shirt.
No, wait. Here you go. You pro vintage. A fucking professional vintage
That's
shopper.
Right. If there was a business for that.
What you mean? It is a business.
I mean, like a profession. Oh. Like, and then you could go to school for it. I'd be a professor.
Could be a buyer.
No. I want to teach. I want to be like the top.
Yeah, you want to be.
I don't want to still be in the field picking through shirts. I'm going to show y'all how to pick through shirts, and I'm going to show y'all what shirts are worth it and which you should leave. Fuck what you like.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I tell people that in the sneaker store all the time. It doesn't matter what you like. It's about what sells. See? People think, oh, but those are trash. To who? Everything is not trash to everybody.
Right.
You have to understand money. And if people liking that,
supply
don't matter what you like. Yeah.
Economics.
That's it. So business is business. Like, if niggas like these ugly shits, sell them shits. Sell them. And you ain't got to wear it.
Right.
The fuck? Everybody at McDonald's don't eat that shit.
That's
but
why,
we sell it.
Right? That's why everybody got OnlyFans. Because it's just like, all right, what's the demand?
Okay. So
we all OnlyFans.
So Rihanna feels she has a career in OnlyFans. Well, she feels she can have a lucrative now explain to these people exactly what you do, because you have to understand OnlyFans means porn to the world. It's not used for. I never heard of it until 2020. No.
Okay, so yeah, I never heard of it until 2020 either. And then I saw a whole bunch of people selling feet pics for all the people that had foot fetishes.
It's been a thing for many years.
And I'm just like, maybe I should get into that. Because every time I go outside, people are like, oh, yeah, really nice feet. You're really nice feet.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, thanks. And I'm like, damn, maybe I could put them on OnlyFans.
Well, I will say this. Those people that are commenting publicly are creeps, because all real foot creeps just keep it to themselves.
Oh, my God.
You don't say a word. If you keep saying shit, next time she go with socks. You fucking it up.
No.
No, just look.
The first time I ever got a foot compliment, because I didn't know that this was a thing that somebody would compliment on your feet. You know, I've heard your hair, your outfit, you know, something like that. But at that, up until that point, I never had somebody comment on my feet. I'll never forget. It was vivid. I was in Harlem. I forget exactly what street I was on, but I was in Harlem, just got off the train. So it probably was like 125th and St. Nicholas or something like that, corner or whatever. And just got off the train, come out the train station. I'm at the corner trying to cross the street. And I had on my favorite butterfly flip-flops. They were leather flip-flops. They were so pretty. It was pink and green. It had like pink and green rhinestones on it. And I had a French pedicure because I always have a French pedicure. And it's...
Boo.
You a hater. I don't understand why you hate, but anyway,
in
don't
the foot
say
world,
that. Shut up.
French manicures.
Shut up. No. Did you not just hear what you said? You said, oh, it doesn't matter what other... No. So then I guess I should have white toes. No, I care what I like. I don't care what y'all like. I'm not getting
here we
white
go,
toes.
Here we go. Now, you just made my point. No, don't try to... And she tried to deflect
anyway,
it back.
Anyway.
But I caught it. Hold up.
Anyway.
Because you just made my point. It don't matter what you like.
No, it
matters,
what
sells.
Anyway.
So if the community... The foot community, which I am a part of on the low.
When I start my OnlyFans, I'll be sure to have white toes. Anyway,
yes.
So...
And you have to do polls, and you have to ask your people that follow what color. And then you make them tip you...
For the color.
For the color. Like, right. If you want red, tip me this. If you want blue, tip me this. And then they just tip you.
Right.
And then you just got $600 sitting in your tips, plus your monthly reoccurring charges.
Right.
So, I mean, it's lucrative. However, the things you have to do to keep your subscribers paying you...
So what would I have to do? All right, let me finish my thing. And I'm on a corner, and he was older. I think I was probably like 19 or something. And I could tell he was like an older guy. And he just complimented my feet, and he had a few other words to say about like, oh, you don't see a lot of women with nice feet. And I'm just like he just went in, like
creep.
He was going in.
Creep.
And I'm like,
that's super crazy.
Okay, I just kept saying like, oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. I just remember saying thank you like 5 times because he just kept talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. But that was the first compliment I ever had on my feet. And I did not know that people looked at your feet up until that.
There was a large chance that man went home and touched himself.
Ew, over feet?
What? Okay, I have a cousin. Not gonna say no names. I don't think she even listens to this, but I do have cousins that do listen to this. So the cousins that are listening to this, y'all know who I'm talking about. Because it's not a secret. The family knows. It is what it is. She started selling sex toys, and that was okay. Sex toys, whatever.
Right.
Started, then it became lingerie.
Okay.
Well, okay, lingerie's fine. Then she began to model this lingerie, and it's like, okay, now you butt ass on the internet.
Mm.
And then I found her Twitter.
Lord.
Random. Not even... I'm going to tell the story. I didn't find a Twitter. I cruise porn sites because I am a man and I do watch porn. I've been watching porn since I was 15. Uh-huh. At this point in life, when you used to have... I had to steal it. I used to have to steal porn
the
at 15.
Tapes. The
tapes
DVDs.
And DVDs. You had to sneak steal them from your older cousins and uncles or friends. That's and you would funny. Never... You would hide them. You would be ashamed if someone found your stash of porn.
Right.
At this point, it's in my phone. It's a password. Nobody knows what's in this phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's only me. It's amazing. I love it. Technology, thank you. You've made nasty motherfuckers more nasty.
Well, Apple knows.
Yeah, Apple can have it. They can have all my information. I don't give a fuck. Just don't block it. So I'm on the site, and I'm scrolling, looking for a scene, and I'm like, damn, that person looked familiar. Never mind. Keep scrolling. I'm like, wait, no.
Where do I know them from?
Who do I don't want to click it because it's like, if I click this shit and I see something I don't want to see, and that's exactly what it did. I clicked it and I'm like, oh, that's my cousin. Why the fuck is she jerking this man off with her feet?
What?
Yeah.
But wait, how did you know that was her if it was her
face
feet?
Is in it.
Oh.
Her face is in it. It's her face on her. She's sitting on the bed barefoot, and then the guy just comes and slaps his dick right on her feet. And then she just jerks him over the feet, and nigga finishes all over her feet, and it's just like a whole thing. And I'm just like, okay, that I've seen that before. That's not new. But my cousin?
I mean, the people you seen is somebody's cousin.
Yeah, but those are like known porn stars. Like they already did porn. So now
a porn star.
I don't know. I found her Twitter though. I didn't look for it. The video was titled after her Twitter name.
Right.
So when I put the name in Twitter, her page pops up. And I'm looking through, I'm like, oh, she just does this.
Right.
So the first thing I do is call my cousin. Yo, you seen so and so? Oh, yeah, she been doing that for a minute. She traveling, she jerking niggas off in the car, filming it on her Twitter. She doing all she's wild.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, so she's traveling to these niggas? She's flying all over the place. She's in New York. She's in Florida. She's in fucking Texas. Jerking niggas off with her feet in their car.
Wow.
And filming it. And that's her OnlyFans. So, if you want to make your OnlyFans lucrative, You can't just be posting your foot in some flowers.
No.
That's Instagramming. We do that. That's on the gram for free.
That's
on You're going to have to go into the OnlyFans world, which is very dark and very disgusting. And there's a lot of selling your soul on there, I would say. Now, if you don't give a fuck.
Damn.
Do you?
I thought I had a career in OnlyFans.
You can do it. You can make it. You can do it your way. Maybe the classy feet post might pick up and people might want to pay for that. And not go on Instagram with hashtags to see all that for free.
Shut up.
I'm going to stop. Because the only fair thing, I have friends that have it. And I have friends that have had things on it that they didn't want seen. And I was like, if you didn't want it seen, why did you put it somewhere where it could be seen?
Right.
So now when this
they
thing
just
gets
was
leaked.
Hoping that you weren't on it.
They don't. I don't even
all
think
people that
she know I seen it. But I know she didn't want people to see it. But I saw it.
Mm.
All of it.
Mm.
Reddit is real. Reddit has everything.
Mm. I've never been on Reddit.
Rihanna, you're like an internet virgin. Like you haven't been to the depths of hell yet.
Mm-mm.
So you haven't been on OnlyFans. You haven't been on Reddit. Reddit is like, what is Reddit? Reddit. Okay. Twitter is like, you need a page. Mm-hmm. You don't need shit for Reddit. You could literally just scroll and look at shit.
Right. That I do
but
know.
But everything is there. Like, everything. If you want to see a car accident that happened today, there's usually video footage, but you can never find it. It's on Reddit. Before I hit World Star, it's on Reddit. Oh, some lady got decapitated on the train. Where you send that at? It's on Reddit. I'll send you the link. And they just let it roll. It's flowing. There's no flagging. Ain't no delete this pose. No, everything is okay here.
Wait, and that's so funny because it's so interesting how different platforms have different cultures. And you could be on each platform and understand the culture. Whereas you would see the same video on Reddit and then you'll be fine. But then they'll show it on Instagram and the same person will be like, take it down. Well, that's crazy.
Instagram. I've been flagged for shit that I found on Reddit that I tried to put in my story. They was like,
Not here. Right.
You will lose this account. Try it again. I'll be like, okay, let me delete it. It was a lady that got ate by a crocodile.
Damn.
And the crocodile was like swimming with the lady in his mouth. And I was going to post it. And I was like, nah. I really feel like they would hate, like, even though that's normal.
But how do they know, though? Like, so fast.
Because Instagram is the feds. I tried to post something on my close friends once, and as soon as I put it up, they fucking hit me. Deleted.
But how,
I was like, nobody seen it. Nobody flagged it. If
but
it didn't
how?
Offend anyone, how are y'all
like,
offended?
I want to know how they seen it so fast. Like, do they have special people? Like, if you did something too many times, now they got one person that's just on your account. Just watching your account, like one particular person.
I just feel like there's like millions of people that are paid from Instagram to sit and look at everything before it uploads and they press okay or no.
Oh, so like when it's doing that little circle thing.
I feel like somebody's like, what's this? Okay, let it go. Okay, what's this? Let it go. Okay, what's this? No. Like somebody like, you know how like the production line?
Right.
But like people check the item before they pass it?
Yeah.
Instagram might have somebody just.
Maybe. Like on a screen, yeah.
No, delete him. Fuck that. Mm-mm. Delete this nigga.
Shadow ban
him. Like they did it to me. And I really wish Instagram would fix it. The story shit Instagram had going on. It works for me now. So
what?
I updated my app. There was a glitch on Instagram where every time you watched a story, it would take you back to the beginning of the story, regardless if you watched it or not.
Oh,
like, fam,
yes,
I seen this.
Yes, I experienced that before. And I'm like, why are you
They've been doing
this?
It all week.
Yeah.
But they put an update out today,
good.
And it fixed it for me. Now, people are DMing me and saying, hey, mine still don't work. I can't help you guys. I only worry about my...
Too funny.
Tory Lanez and Meg Thee Stallion is heating up. The friend spoke.
Again?
The friend spoke.
Oh, I meant to listen to it. I saw it. What'd she say?
All right, I'm gonna read it from academics because academics is the.
With him talking about there's no difference between a 17-year-old and a 20-year-old. Yeah, okay. We'll get into that.
You have to add context because that can be nasty. Can be very nasty, and you know, there's a difference sexually. One is legal, one's not.
I mean, technically, 17 is legal, like that's
in certain states.
Right. certain states. Because if you're under 17, it's like statutory rape. Yeah. But if you're 17 and up, then they're like, it's okay.
I wouldn't want no goddamn 17-year-old. I don't even know how niggas like be like pedophiles and all that shit. Like, what sickness made you see a little kid and be like, damn, I would touch that kid? Like, who, like, you gotta get to these people inside, I understand.
So the only thing that I could think of, and I'm not saying that is right, but the only thing I could think of is when, in general, it might be like a endorphin, if I'm using it correctly, where you see somebody and they never experienced something before, and you want to see their reaction. Like, for instance, this is a positive one.
I get what you mean.
So this is a positive one. Like, if I take my son to Disneyland, he's never been to Disneyland before, and he's not like 2 or whatever. Like, he can actually have a reaction. He's at that age. And I take him to Disneyland and he really wants to go and he doesn't know. And I unblind from however I reveal it to him. And then I see his reaction. Like, that would give you some sort of like satisfaction to be the first person to do that and then to see his reaction. So I'm thinking it's something along those lines.
Yeah. So it's basically like reversed.
Right.
Yeah. Like a sick version of it.
Kind of. That's what I think it is. Because it's just like, why do you keep going to like younger people? Because you want that same reaction over and over again. Because you know, like if you go to a 30-year-old and you do the same thing that you would do to a 17-year-old, whatever that might be, you're not going to get the same reaction. And it doesn't give you like that satisfaction of seeing somebody in a particular moment for the first time.
I really want to talk to R. Kelly like on a real, like no cameras. You don't have to do that. Why do you like younger girls? Like, because you got on BET and the dude asked you straight up, like, why do you like... He said, I don't know, I like to have teenage friends. And he's like, why though? Like,
right.
I have like 19. Like, but why? The nigga, you're 40-something, you have kids. Why do you want to be around these young-ass girls? What are they doing for you?
What I think is what I said. Like, you show them certain things and they're like so impressed. They're so excited. That's what you want. It gives you some sort of satisfaction.
But wouldn't a grown woman that never been around that stuff have the similar reaction to?
Maybe not.
I don't know. It's weird.
Maybe not.
It's weird. But the Meg thing. So this is, she's basically, I want to say she did a story. She's, all right, she's talking. I didn't even listen to this.
I saw the story and I saved it and I said, I'm going to listen to it and I never listened to it.
Yeah, I didn't listen to it. I just, all right, so this is what happened here.
If y'all not catching on to the social media games by now, then I don't know what to tell y'all. But you guys have to pay attention. Like, I knew this was going to happen. This is just the beginning, y'all. I know y'all want me to talk, but this is just the beginning. So, like, when it's my turn, just know I'm going to break everything the fuck down, okay? And we're going to see who really looked bad in the end.
Okay, well, that's what she said. Now, this is the written statement here. The incident Megan implies was a betrayal on two fronts. Megan claims that Harris met with Lanes at a hotel less than 2 days after the shooting. I'm like, Kelsey, as my best friend, why would you meet up with the person you saw shoot your best friend? Megan tells me. She said, Megan, y'all wasn't answering my calls. My back was against the wall. I didn't know what to do. What the fuck do you mean your back is against the wall? You're the only person in this situation that would clear this up for me. This girl told me out her mouth. He told me, oh, thank you for not saying nothing. Now let me invest in your business. Let me do this. Let me do that. All I know was from that day on, she never said nothing else about the whole situation online. Harris did not respond to a request for comment. Lane's representative did not respond on the record to a request for a comment on the allegation. Before pleading not guilty to the charges against... All right, they cut off right there. So,
I don't understand the story at all.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so confused.
She posted something June 7th that said, when people can't control you, they try to control how people view you. When the truth don't work, they start telling lies.
Okay, so what's the truth?
The truth is that Kelsey shot at Meg and Tori didn't. Tori didn't shoot anybody and Meg was not shot. That's the truth. She was not shot. She was shot at.
Right.
So if you were shot at and fragments hit you, you were not shot. So there's no charges to bring on anybody.
So why they say...
This is all a waste of time and the lawyers are just getting rich.
So, oh God. Allegedly. Let's put all that out there. Allegedly.
Yeah.
But why are people saying that the friend shot her?
She did.
Allegedly. Why are they saying that?
the story I told you before.
I forgot. You don't got to say it again.
Yeah.
Because it was because of
overkill. Tori was fucking both of them.
Right. So why would the best friend shoot her, though?
Alcohol. Everybody
allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Right.
Just goes to show you that, you know, a man can split women. And a woman can split men, too.
Not really. Hey. I have yet to see it.
A man split women?
No, a woman split men that are friends.
I see that shit a lot. I've seen that a lot of times through my life.
I see it.
Oh, man. What? I have friends that have... All right. One of my boys' baby mother is his best friend's ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
Crazy. Like, so me and my girl broke up. You went and dated her, had a baby with her. Whole time, we was chilling every day, and I never knew nothing. Until the baby came, and it was like, who the baby? Father.
Oh, me. Shit.
You?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. They still friends.
See?
Men don't break up.
That's what I said. I have yet to see it.
I'm like, bro, it's my ex. What do you want me to do? We wasn't together when you got pregnant, so I can't be that mad. Like, yeah, they might have beefed for a couple weeks. Get over it.
I mean, you never know. She could have cheated with him.
It was way after. But at the same time, you know, the guy code is you don't touch none of my exes. Nigga, please. She all right, she all right. All right?
I feel like...
You guys have to understand.
If you didn't want her, why would you care?
That's what he was thinking. But it's like, nigga, you're my fucking best friend. You cannot date my ex.
I kind of feel like it depends on how long you were together with that person.
I wouldn't date none of my homies' exes.
Even if they only dated for like 6 months.
It depends on how he feel about it, though. It depends. I would definitely run it by him first, though. Like, yo, bro, I'm thinking about talking to Sorta. You cool with that? And if a nigga like, no, what the fuck? Then don't do it. It's not worth it. He's going to hate. He's going to say something to her. I've seen it.
Oh, okay.
Niggas will dirty Mac. Yo, you fucking with this nigga Chris? That nigga, yo, I don't know, but I'm just saying, I heard he gay.
Oh,
niggas would say shit like that, and then she'll run with like, so why niggas saying you gay? What are you talking about?
Who said that?
She never going to tell you.
Right. Like your best friend.
Yeah, but she can't tell you.
Right, because she don't want you to know exactly, that you're engaged in a conversation. But she believes it,
because why would he tell me that? Right. But she still like you, stupid ass.
That's so funny.
Why would he just say that? That's if it's not true, because he's hating.
That is so funny.
Because you really think I'm gay? Yeah, I don't know. Just yesterday, we was cool, but today, all right.
Today, you gay.
Remember, that used to be the biggest rumor. That's not going to hurt kids in the future. I want y'all to know that.
Yeah.
That's not a diss. Yo, you gay. Whatever, nigga.
Right.
I might, actually. Like, they're going to switch that shit on you so quick.
Oh, my God.
I actually like both, but you're kind of cute.
Right?
Nah.
Hey, girls, JT.
That'd be niggas' biggest fear, too, of a gay person flirting with them. Like, yo, gay niggas do not want y'all. Do you understand? Y'all are ugly to them. Y'all stink. Y'all are dirty. Y'all are not clean enough for gay men.
It's true.
Do you understand how pretty you have to be as a man for a gay man to want you? Or you understand how rugged you have to be for a gay man? Like, you have to be, like, clean, rugged.
Right, exactly.
Right, like a man with a big, nasty beard, but it smells amazing.
Right, exactly.
He's clean, but he looks dirty.
Right.
He's a manicure, but he looks rough.
A rugged clean.
But you go in his house, you just smell lilac. It's everywhere.
Lilac.
Yeah, lavender. He don't burn incense. He got oils.
That's funny.
He got the little steamer. He got humidifiers in here. It's different.
Yeah.
But on the outside, that's what gay men like. They don't want your thug ass. No, they don't want your hood ass. They don't want you. You don't have any class. You can't even get in the restaurants. I go. Can't bring you anywhere. When niggas swear to God, oh, I don't fuck with that gay shit. They don't want you. You'll be mad as hell. You find out them niggas don't want you. They don't want you. Women don't want you either.
They not worried about you.
Women don't want you, man. What else is happening? Nothing's happening. I do have other topics, though, right? So don't let your hour expire.
What does that mean?
Let me break that down. Ooh, thought about this when I was high the other night. And I wrote it down, which I never do. But I wrote it because I'm like, that was hard. So the hour, O-U-R, right?
Okay.
The hour. When you have a woman or a man, the hour can expire.
Okay.
Now, the hour doesn't mean a time, but it can.
Right.
Because some relationships can go so fast, it felt like an hour. Mm-hmm. But the hour is really what y'all have. So don't let your hour expire. Meaning, if you and your woman have something keep it going. Whatever it has to take to keep that hour going, our love life, our we going on a trip. We got to be it. You don't want to make it me, she. You want to keep it hour. Keep your hour. Keep that. Protect that shit because that's all you have. Once you don't have an hour no more, it's different. Like life is, I was talking to somebody today and I was telling him, single is fucking trash to me. Because single means you don't fuck with nobody. You just single. Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's no prospects.
That's me right
there's
now.
There's no This is like, I'm just here. And whatever the fuck happened, happened. It's like, I've been there. I've been on them droughts where it'd be like a 6-7 month period. You're like, yo, bro, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't got no pussy in about 7 months now. And I'm kind of used to this.
I'm single, single.
They get to the point where you're like, I think I don't need sex no more until you get sex again. You're like, what the fuck was I doing for 7 months and I couldn't get this? What, did I fall off?
Did I fall off?
It really breaks down your confidence. However, you have to understand who you are. People don't take the time to understand who they are. So you have to know what's for you and what's not for you, right? So if you have a significant other that is very outgoing and you're not outgoing, it's not going to work. You're not out. Yeah. You can't change for someone and you can't change somebody for your liking. Right. You have to accept them for who they are. And if you can't accept it, do not fuck with it. You can just not fuck with it. But people don't know how to just understand this won't work. Let it go and just leave it like, hey, be cool, but long term, this ain't going on. You know,
the rejection thing.
It's not even rejection. It's like, it didn't work. I'm trying to find something that fits into my life.
And it's not.
And this is, it's not fitting. That doesn't mean you failed. It just means it's not the right puzzle piece.
But
go to the pile and find your piece.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. For the other person, it's like a rejection thing. That's why they try to.
Now, reject, this ain't your puzzle.
Make it work. This,
you just don't fit in that part. Your part is up there. She ain't built your part yet. God got to build that part for your puzzle to fit. Right now, you on this side of the puzzle. You thinking you fit there because you like it. No, that ain't for you. Over here, don't worry. I'm going to get this all built and it's going to be nice. You're going to fit right in there. Make sure you fit there. Over there ain't for you. So you got to know what fits for you. Women want this lifestyle that they swear to God they want. I want a life, like, what they call that shit? Mm-hmm. What's that lifestyle women just started?
Oh, like being soft?
Soft life. There you go. Yeah. That's the new term now.
Yeah.
Women want a soft life.
Well, black women in particular.
And it's possible, right? It's not impossible to have that. However, you have to...
trust me. I know people that have it.
Everybody can have it. But you just have to find a person that is okay with giving you that life.
Right.
You cannot take the man you have that is cheap.
Right.
That is controlling.
That's why I always tell my friends, I'm like, y'all have to stop asking about favorite color, favorite cereal, these like trivial
mean
things.
Mean nothing.
And you need
I don't know my girl favorite cereal.
You need to ask the person.
Frosted Flakes. I'm lying. Because we have the same favorite cereal.
That's funny. You need to ask them like what lifestyle they want to live because that's where you're going to find who you mesh with. Because if you don't have the same lifestyle, it's not going to work.
You got to be similar. And you got to be okay with giving in. Like my homegirl right now, she's in Mexico with her boyfriend. Salute to her. Mm-hmm. I've been helping her through her singleness too. And for a long time, her heart was very closed off. She ain't want to fuck with nobody. She was in the same circle with this dude that she was comfortable with. And they were going in the same circle, same fuckery every year. Fucking with your emotions, put you up, put you down, put you up, put you down. Whole time, you got men that want to give you a fair chance and really deal with you. But you don't, your heart closed off because that nigga had it confused. So she took her time.
Right.
Stayed low for a couple years. So I'm going to just be with my friends, live my life. I'm not going to deal with nobody.
Yep.
That's it. So she finally gives this guy a chance. Mm-hmm. She dubbed him the first time. Read his shit, ignored it. Came back to her like, you know what? He was kind of cute. Let me see if you're still interested. Mm-hmm. Met him, went on a date, end up liking him. Now, we about a year in. They're on their first vacation. Mm. She never been on no vacation with no man.
See?
Now she's considering children. She never wanted kids.
Wow.
You have to open up and let all that other shit out. Let it go. It's over with. Give him a chance. Understand he's for you because he came to you. Everybody ain't trying to waste your time. It's hard. How do you tell?
Right, exactly.
You have to give somebody a chance, though. Like, don't. But your words are going to do it. Their words, the way he, his paragraph, the introduction did it. Hi, my name is this, and I have that, and I'll do this. I would love to take you to dinner. What is it? What's going to do it? You have to give somebody a chance. You got to give them an opportunity to at least, you know, try to represent themselves in a neutral place. Like, you know, you go to a restaurant, y'all sit down, y'all talk, see what the vibe is. Mm-hmm. And then from that, you should pretty much know going forward, like, do you like him or not?
If no, I'm going to start dating next year.
Next year?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Planning it never works. I'll tell you right now.
I'm not planning.
Why are you scheduling it?
No, it's not a planning. It's planning. Just, no.
Yes, because you put a time on it.
Right, that I'm going to start back because I purposely was single from, again, 2020 to 2021. And then now I'm going into 2022.
That's not bad.
So 3 years. Like, but single, because you know how you have times where you're single, but you're, like, dating somebody, yeah. And it's kind of like you. So this is, like, single, what you were talking about, like, nothing.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to be ready. So, I mean, I guess you could say plan it, whatever, whatever.
You think you never know when you're going to be ready.
That's why I'm like, it's not really planning, but I'm going to go into next year open to dating people.
Yeah, just leave the window open.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to be
give the opportunity.
I want to be closed off because there's certain things that I'm still working on. And I don't want any, you know, like any outside distractions when I make certain decisions about certain things. And next year, I'll be open to dating people.
Okay. Well, listen, you do what's best for you and how you know how
to do
it.
That's what I'm trying to do, but you over here making fun of me for trying to plan
shit. I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying that you're going to plan like, oh, now next year.
Oh, wait. Okay. So I remember. No. See, I'm not going to let this off because I remember I made a Facebook status about this in college where somebody, the saying is something like, I forget what the saying is, but they always say, don't go looking for love. That's always what it is. Don't go looking for love. Right. But they'll be like, oh, if you want something, go get it. If you want something, go get it. If you want something, but with love, I can't go looking for it. I can't plan it. I can't do nothing when it comes to love, but everything else, I could plan a vacation. I could go looking for the right dress. I could do all this other stuff, but love, no.
Because you can't control it. It's up to that other person to give you what you're asking for. And you can't make them give that to you. They have to want to. So it's harder to control. So I get that.
Right. But it just doesn't make any sense. I could go looking for everything else in the world except love. I can't be like, oh, I'm ready for a relationship and I'm actively looking for, because then if that's the case, then why are people on eHarmony? Looking for relationships. They're saying, I'm ready to love.
They don't know how to approach a relationship. You have to be ready. Meaning you have to know how to recognize a good opportunity when it approaches you. Because when people are single, sometimes they're so closed off. Even if the guy's a good guy, it's like, no, because you're just not in that mood.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
So that's why you can't look for it, because you might look for it and you might like that guy, but he might be closed off. So you can't really can get who you, it's not up to you. It's not in your control. It's 50-50.
But it's the same thing. It doesn't matter.
If you want a dress, nothing stops you from going to get a dress unless it's not there. And then you can still find it some way. But love is dependent on a whole nother person.
Right. And like you said, you go and you love somebody that's also ready to love.
Right. But you can't, they got to be ready.
So
you can't make them ready. Even if you're ready and you like that person,
right,
if that person's not ready,
you move on to the next person that's ready. That's what I'm saying.
But you're going to be looking for a long time.
Not really, no. I can look for a job, but I can't go look for somebody that's ready to love me how I want to love.
You have to be emotionally available. A lot of people are not, you know.
So if there's a line of guys and they all say that, oh, yes, I like Rihanna, I'm ready to love, and I go to the first one and I decide, oh, well, you know, he's not really ready to love. Go to the second one. Like, that's
I might
what
have to, like,
for.
Start taking applications.
Oh, my God. Applications for
the
what?
The Rihanna boyfriend application.
No.
I need resumes.
No.
Okay.
And it's funny because I'm sure somebody will fucking send you some shit, too.
And it probably be a good dude. And no. You go like, now, because he sent you a rasta bank. Well, listen. All right. He's been listening to you on the show for some time. And he's like, you know what? I feel like me and her connect. I just need to talk
to
him.
That's so funny. Imagine.
That's how, you do know how that's how me and my girl met. She was a listener of the show.
You did.
And she's like, damn, I can fuck with this nigga. And she reached out, and now look.
You did.
And I'm not going to say nothing further.
Right.
But yeah.
You did say that.
So you never know. Right. But if I was like you, no.
But wait.
That's not how I want it.
No.
I want to look for it. I want to find that.
My point.
It has to find you somehow.
Hush. You just proved my point. So she said, I could connect with him. I like him, whatever, whatever. Reached out. And she was ready to love. And she was like, I like him. I want him. And look.
It wasn't easy. I was not like susceptible to it at first. I was not like, oh my God, where have you been? It was not like that. It was, oh, are you cool? For like a year, it was like that. And then it was like, nah, like I'll fuck with her. Right. Now it's like, oh, nah, we good. But it took time. Because for me, You know, coming from where I was at, I was like, shit, I've been a bachelor since 2015. It's 2020. I've been doing me.
Right.
So at this point, it's like, it's a pandemic. I can't go nowhere. I ain't outside. So fuck it. Right. It is what it is. But on that time spent, you start to appreciate and you start to understand things and your perspectives flip. And it's like, wow, all this time I could have been like this, but it was me.
Right.
In my own mind saying, nah, I want it this way. And it's like, no, that's not what you want. Ain't what you deserve all the time. What you want ain't always what you need. Okay. Right. What you need is going to be what you need. And when you see it, you're going to be like, oh, why is this happening? No, do it. Do that. You need that. Sometimes what you need is not what you want. That's almost all the time. That's almost all the time. That's like, damn, I want to drive, but I ain't got no gas. You need gas. Time. You need gas. You cannot drive without it. There's always something. So, you know, go with what you need. If you need a person that's emotionally supportive, physically, like if your love language is physical touch, you need a person that's lovey-dovey, that's fucking affectionate.
Right.
Now, if all of those things are not there and you just got a man, but he's not doing any of the shit you like or you want, that's not the guy for you.
Clearly.
But women will stay with that just because I have a man.
I hate that. I feel so
just
bad.
To have a man. I'm like, yo, I like affectionate guys. He doesn't touch me. You're like, well, that's so not because he ain't like.
Right.
Why would they leave? It's been 2 years.
They won't leave.
Been 2 years. She loves him. She wants a baby with him. She just hopes and wishes one day he'll be affectionate like every other guy she ever had. But that's not him. And you can't make him be that way because that's just not how that's not his.
And it's like the more you want that from him, that particular thing, the more they're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you have to find what you need. You need affection. You need a man that's affectionate. Go find that.
Right.
Right? You want a man. Right? You want a man. But you need the right man. That's the man that's going to say, you know what? I'm out. Fuck all you niggas. Done. Got him. This nigga love me. I'm cool. I ain't got to worry about him. He's faithful as far as I know.
Right. Not disrespectful.
He's not disrespectful. He's listens to me. I don't have to argue with him about shit.
Right. Especially stupid stuff.
He got his things together. He doesn't say stupid things. He's funny. Right? Funny helps. I want fellas to know, if you not funny to your girl, she gonna cheat on you.
You think so?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
So what is it like? She's gonna cheat with somebody that's funny?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And he probably gonna be more attractive than you too, and that's what's gonna do it. Because he's funny and holy shit, I'm fucking him. Yeah. That's all it take. Look at Pete Davidson. Now, he's not attractive.
Ugly.
But to Kim.
Ew.
To Kim, he might be all that.
And I mean, I don't watch SNL, but I've seen certain clips of him, and I don't think he's funny.
He's for whoever he's for. Whatever he does works for him somewhere.
I don't think Pete Davidson is funny.
Yeah, he's not like, hey, have you heard the new Pete Davidson stand-up? He's never going to be that guy. Mm. He's not going to be like Andrew Schultz or like, yeah. Like the guys that should be on SNL but won't do it because they're too real.
Right.
Like Andrew, you can't put him on live TV.
There's I don't even know who that is.
He does the podcast with Charlamagne, the white guy.
Oh, I like him. Yeah, that's hilarious. So funny. I don't even know his name.
See?
I know who you're talking about.
But you know his material.
Yeah,
Andrew Schultz. He's funny as shit, but he'll never be on SNL.
I miss Girl Code and Guy Code. I wish they would bring that back.
MTV, cut the check. MTV.
I wish they would bring that back because he was on Guy Code, right? And I liked him.
And guess who put all that together?
Charlamagne. It was such a good show.
He put all them people together.
I remember. It was such a good show.
It was cool. It gave away a lot of game. It gave away a lot of
oh, God. I love that show.
Gave away too much. Like, Guy Code is so, like, Guy Code is very ignorant, but it's necessary for the brotherhood. Like, if you know your man got a girl and you see him talking to something, you're not going to go over and say, hey, man, what about your girl? No, I'm going to help him fuck that girl. Because that's Guy Code. Hey, bro, let me get the keys to the Bentley real quick. I got to look at my phone and
shut
shit.
Up.
You got to do that because that's your man.
Oh, my God.
They like, damn, you know what? I don't even think I drove that tonight. I might have drove the Camry. Here, take this. It's in the I wanted to be low key. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I keep it low
God.
Key. Yeah, but I got the Bentley. It's in the shop. Whatever it takes.
I don't never believe nobody that ever said their car was in the shop.
Well, that's a lie. That's been a lie. It's been a lie that has worked or not worked forever.
No.
And
apparently it works.
Sometimes it works.
All the time.
You got to know the woman they work on.
I never.
Because a woman that got a car and no cars don't be in the shop that much. If your car is in the shop, why don't you get a new car? Well, you know, the alternator.
No, not a new car, but depending on, I would ask, oh, what's the damage? Because sometimes your car could be in, your car could be damaged, but it's still like drivable.
Rihanna's a driver, so right, now she's or it won't so be in all, the shop. Now he don't even have a car. He just said that to leave it alone.
It shouldn't be in the shop. It should be like in somebody's driveway or something, waiting for the man to tell you, all right, bring it in. Like, why is that the shop if it's not being worked on?
It's in the yard. I gotta send them a payment right before they do it.
Yeah, no. It don't work that way.
I don't know. I don't lie. I stop lying because it's like, for what, bro? Just tell the kids. Look.
Yo, oh my God. This is so funny.
I ain't got no car. What's up? We go Uber.
This is so funny. So, so one of my friends, she's having like an issue with her dude, right? Mm-hmm. And she decided that she wanted to go through the phone and...
Oh.
Right, I'm not going to go into detail, but this is just very funny. So she decided to go into the phone, and she, you know, she found something, nothing too crazy. Like, she found something, and he was asleep. She put it down. I'm not going to wake you up out your sleep, whatever, whatever. Then they wake up in the morning, and I forgot what she said the conversation was, but she lets him know that she found something in the phone. Very nice.
Of course, a woman always going to be like,
hush up. Oh. You know, she wasn't hostile or nothing. And he was just like, oh, well, when was you going through my phone? She's like, obviously, when you were asleep. And he's just like, oh, well, what if I would have woke up? And she said, you would have just woke the fuck up and see me scrolling through your phone.
Basically.
And I started laughing because the reason why it was funny is because when you're in your 20s, if you're going through somebody's phone, like, you're legit there, like, shook.
Mm-hmm.
You're shook, like, oh, I don't want them to see me going through their phone. No. If they moved a certain way, you, like, closing it up, throwing it, like doing all kind of stuff. No. Now it's like me at this age, I wouldn't go through somebody's phone.
Never.
But if I did, that's why I was laughing, because I'm just like, if I went through somebody's phone, I would legit be like, all right, if you woke up and you saw me going through your phone, like what? Yeah, I'm going through your phone.
That shit give me so much PTSD. That's how I found that I got cheated on, was going through a phone. I will never in my life go through another phone. I don't give a fuck what you're doing. Just don't let me find out. When Mario Wanda said, I don't want to know, I felt them.
That's true.
Ignorance is bliss. I'd rather not even know because I'm happy not knowing. Leave
that
me here.
That is funny.
Whatever you doing, just don't let me find out. I always say shit like that too. Look, you want to fuck around? Go fuck around. Just keep it away from me. I don't want to know.
Why
I don't care.
Know?
I don't know. No, no. Because now I'm going to look at you different. I'm going to be sad now. It will crush me. And I've been there. But now I don't even think, I don't have to have that problem. I don't have these problems. Nowadays, no. You can tell too. And you know what made me mad? In my 20s, when I was with my ex, she was a cheating ass bitch. I should have knew. I should have known because she was like that. She was sneaky.
That, though?
Just sneaky. I come upstairs. I'm going to call you back. Who you on the phone with? Nobody.
Mm.
All right. And I'm dumb. I'm just like, oh, whatever.
Right.
Why the fuck she came with the phone every time I come upstairs, bro? And I didn't think about that till we broke up.
Mm.
It's crazy how in the moment you don't think about these things.
Right, because like, you trust them.
Like when you have an argument, you always think of the fire shit to say after you left the person. Yeah. Damn, I should have said that. Fuck.
I'm the type to come right back.
No, I'm not going to call it. And another thing. That's you. And I got one more insult.
Yep, that's me.
I'm not answering the phone. You're not going to keep calling me back with more thoughts.
Yep, I'm coming back.
You're blocked. You're blocked. Make a fucking burner account.
Okay. All right.
But
because you're going to hear what the fuck I got to say.
Have you ever... all right. I've woken up to my ex in my phone.
Hmm.
I've been woken up from my ex going through my phone while I was asleep. I've had my clothes thrown out the window into the street.
Are you serious?
Because she went through my phone and seen shit she ain't want to see.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. I never forget it. Sunday morning, and she had a church on her block. So people are going to church. The old ladies every Sunday, they come out the car, they get dropped off, go to church. My underwear, shirt, sneakers is flying out the window. And these church people looking up like, well, what the fuck is going on? And I'm in my drawers.
Mm.
So I now have to run downstairs in my drawers to pick up my clothes because this girl's wilding. Throwing my sneakers out the second floor. Why? What are you doing? Right? So I'm in the street in my drawers, putting my shit on. She locks me out, of course.
Of course.
Of course she locks me out. Of course she locks me out.
Of course.
Right? Now my phone is in the house.
Oh my God.
Not only did she look at it last night, now it's open because I was doing something. And when I see her throwing my shit, I put the phone down to go grab my shit
right.
Before she threw all my shit out the window. So now she just locked me out in my phone. I can't go upstairs.
There's nothing you could do.
No, her brother came and opened the door because he didn't know what was going on.
Oh, shit.
He see me knocking. What the fuck? When you left? I'm like, yo, your sister just threw my shit out the window, bro. What? What's wrong with y'all? Let me in. Come on. She got my phone.
Let me in.
I go upstairs. I grab my phone. I go home. Now it's just 2 weeks of hell. 2 weeks. That is the typical timetable for an argument right. between a boyfriend and a girlfriend that are mad at each other but don't want to break up.
Right.
You got 2 weeks of fuck you, you ain't shit, stop calling me, fuck you. Yeah, you could come over. What time you coming over? Can you bring me food? And it goes away.
Stop!
It goes away.
Stop!
It goes away. But, you know.
Oh, my God.
It's a part of the game. But I would tell everybody, don't go through no phone. Please, don't do it. Don't do it. It's not worth it.
Because like your whole respiratory system is going to be messed up.
I found that I got cheated on at 23.
Mind
24.
You, wait, mind you, he was also cheating, but go ahead.
No, I wasn't. That's what made it bad.
At that point?
No, I was mad faithful the first year and a half. And I wasn't.
So you cheated after she
after,
cheated?
Yeah, all
you.
My shit was after. I never started.
Oh, okay.
I ain't gonna start nothing, but I'm gonna finish. But,
So did you tell us this story before?
Of course, many times.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yeah. I've been cheated on after that, but it didn't hurt as much as that one. That one did it, because I really believed this was a good girl, and you wouldn't do that shit to me, and you did it to me. Mm-hmm. And you sucked his dick. You really...
Wow. I never forget on a Braxton.
Niggas
family,
always ask that shit.
Right? You sucked his dick? On a Braxton.
That's all we care about.
Family values.
You could have hit it from the back and never touched you. But if
I was cracking up.
You know what I mean?
Trina, the sister, she was married to Gabe and she cheated and she was just like, oh, I only sucked his dick. It's just like, who the fuck does that? And he was so mad.
Because that's worse. Yeah, I'd rather the nigga fuck you than you just go suck his dick. So you just went over there and just sucked dick?
That's what she did. She went and cheated and only sucked the guy's dick. And the husband was
I'd rather pissed. You fuck the nigga.
Pissed.
Because if a girl suck your dick, that means she meant it. They can't fake that. You have to give effort. You have to try because there's an erection there at risk. And if the man goes soft, you're not doing a good job.
Right.
So, yeah, she had to give some kind of effort. Did he finish? And if he did...
I don't remember.
Where did this nigga finish? Because if he finished and you swallowed it, I'm going to have to kill this bitch.
I think
you out here swallowing niggas?
You know these kids don't listen.
Yo.
Didn't I say that to you?
That's ridiculous.
That was so funny.
I'm pregnant. These kids don't listen.
These kids don't listen.
They got a mind of their own. I watched the visual representation of pregnancy.
Uh-huh.
Like how it happens from the ejaculation through. Right. I was like, damn, that's really, really interesting.
It is.
There's so many sperm and they just go to waste.
Well, it's not waste. Those are the ones that weren't strong enough.
But they die.
But it's not wasted because they weren't strong enough anyway.
They all wasted. They didn't become anything. Those were living cells of me that could have been people. Now I see why Nick Cannon is just like, look, I can't keep wasting all of them. I have to put them somewhere.
Mm.
They have to count.
I'm just trying to be number 11 or whatever number he's up to.
I don't even think Nick should stop. I think he should have as many kids as he wants. Fuck it. Why not?
I mean,
who's it hurting?
And people are, you know, of course, giving their opinion about it, saying he's creating so many broken homes and this, that, and the third. I mean,
I disagree.
So my thought, I get what they're saying, right? I get it. But my thought process is if you can financially support those kids, I mean, then there's no issue.
I just think that people feel like he's not going to be around. He's just making them and just leaving them. I don't think
he's leaving them, though.
No, no, no.
I don't think that. I think that he is with his kids.
And I believe they all live in California.
And I have my... I could be wrong. I don't know. But I have my own theory as well. I kind of feel like it might be better if you're not going to be married, right? It's almost better for, like, him to have his own house or apartment and you have your own house, apartment. And it's just like, I get to do what I want to do in my house with my kid and raise them how I want to raise them. And you do what you want to do.
Yeah. People are this is the thing. Society has brainwashed us all to believe there's only one way to have children.
Because I'm just like...
Which is marriage and raise the kids together. And there's no way this kid could be a functioning member of society unless both parents are in the home. That's not
right. Because based on my experience and a lot of people who I know, and of course, there are some people that live together and it's like a great situation, I guess it appears to be. But it's almost like it's better when you can have your own space and do what you want to do with your kid, because I don't know. It's just like when you live with the father and then I don't know, because it's going to sound so, I know it's going to sound crazy. Like, people are going to think I'm crazy. And it's just like, I'm not. It's just like, as a woman and you have your kid, you're almost better off if he's not living in the same house as you. But he's a present father.
I can't have a comment because I'm not a parent yet.
Are you going live?
No.
Oh.
I just took a picture so people know I'm in the studio.
Oh.
Because they be like, oh, you don't record, no way. Now we record. I'm not a parent yet, so for me, I don't think it really would matter if we live in the same apartment. I don't think it matter if we live together. I would still be very hands-on with my child. I would still see my child daily. Even if I have to pick them up for 2 hours and spend my 2 hours and bring them back home, I'd still want to see my kid on a daily basis.
But then it could potentially cause resentment, because if the child doesn't live with you, you know, like full time, and all you're doing is being with them for 2 hours.
No. I'm just saying, like, I would take any little time I can get, I'm taking it. If I only got 2 hours of them today, right, I'll take the two. Right. Now, tomorrow he can come with me if he wants. But if he don't want to come,
I remember being upset, you know, with my son's father when we were kind of like button heads. I used to call him a transporter because it was like, that's all you used to do. You used to pick him up, take him to school, pick him up from school, and bring him back to my house. I'm like, you're just a transporter.
Mm.
I mean, you know, now things are different, but it's just like...
So he wasn't spending time.
Well, I'm not going to say he wasn't, I guess. Like, it just didn't seem like it. It's just like, you literally, you see him every day,
mm-hmm,
which is what you want. You want to see your kid every day.
Mm-hmm.
But as a guy who typically, I'm not talking about him specifically. I'm speaking in general now as mm-hmm men. The majority of guys, when they have kids, they don't want to be around their kids for long periods of time. Based on my experience and things that I've... witness or experience with other people as well. They don't want to be around their kids all day. Like, they like the pockets. They like the 1 hour, 2 hour. No, seriously.
Well, I mean, everybody has their, you know, their limits. With
right,
I love my
saying,
kid, but nigga,
guys,
I ain't got all day with him. He got too much energy. Like,
right, most guys,
when he get about 9, you go kick it.
Yeah, no, and that's what a lot of guys, seriously, that's what a lot of guys say. They say that when a kid gets older, and even when they get older, it's like they like the pockets. They don't want that constant, you know, like being around the kid. That's just my experience.
I want it. I want to see all the little cute shit. I want to see all everything. I want to see it. I want to be there as much as possible. I don't want to be on some, oh, FaceTime me. Oh, my God, he's walking. No, mm-hmm, I want to be there. I want to help my kid walk and be there for the words and all right, that shit. I want to be there for that. Now, some parents get to that point where the baby come and is like, well, she was cool pregnant, but now that the baby here and this baby cry every hour, nigga, I gotta go to work. How the fuck I gonna do this shit? I can't do it. I gotta go home. So niggas will dead go home and leave her home with the baby.
Yep.
And just call her. You all right? You need anything? Nigga, you need to be here too.
And hope that she don't say nothing. Hope that she
women don't ever say nothing. They just go, they go handle it and they go just leave you alone. Yeah, mm-hmm, you I see what you're doing there. It's cool. Don't worry. Once I get the courage up, your ass is out of here, Val. Because I see what kind of father you about to be. You going to leave me with this baby? Word. If I need anything, nigga, I need you present. Why the fuck I'm waking up every hour? I got work, too.
Right.
I just feel like be a dad. You know what I'm saying?
But then, wait. And maybe we're wrong. If the parents don't live together and we're saying be a dad, but if people don't know how to be a dad because their parent wasn't in the house with them?
Technically, nobody knows how to be a dad until they're a dad. There's no school for this.
But that's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
Just like anything else in life, if you want to become an accountant, if I'm 15, I don't know anything about accounting. So you either take a class or you get a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can take a class on how to effectively parent a child. Not saying that you know, it has all the answers, but you can take a class on parenting. Yeah. You can get a mentor. So who would be your mentor to be a father? Wouldn't it be your father? Wouldn't it be your grandfather, your uncle, something like that?
It would have to be some father figure you have.
That's what I'm saying.
But if you don't have a male, a father figure in your life, you are your own father figure. You just got to...
Some people take it from TV.
Yeah.
The TV dads.
Sometimes you do first. You got to change. You the one that's going to change your family's...
dynamic.
Yeah, going forward. So if you're a father and you're a good father, your kid will want to do that. And then their kid will want to do that. And then it becomes a thing. That's how my family was.
Right.
My grandfather was a father. My father was a father. Every male in my family takes care of their kids. So for me, that's all I know. I was always with my cousins because my uncles always had their kids. So we was always at grandma's house. Mm-hmm. Oh, where Whitney? She coming. Mm-hmm. Oh, where Weedy? She coming. Well, they coming. All my cousins
everybody coming.
Because my uncles had their kids all the time. It's like, oh no, they coming today. Don't worry, her mom's bringing her now. Like the kids was coming. We was always together. So
yeah.
Of course now me and my cousins are grown. So we like, hey, we gonna do the same shit right. that our parents did. The kids get together and the cousins just group up. And they gang.
It's so unfortunate because I don't have, like, I had that growing up cousins, but all of my cousins, like, we either don't live near each other, so we can't come together and have, like, our kids come together.
Yeah, it's like that for me, too. And I got cousins in Georgia,
yeah,
North Carolina, Virginia.
We don't talk to. She pretty much, like, excommunicated herself. It's just like, bro, like, what the hell? So
she
we don't
left
talk to
the family.
Pretty much. Mm. It's like the weirdest thing. I haven't spoken to her since I was 17.
Well, goddamn.
Right? It's so crazy. And I haven't seen her since I was 17, too.
Well.
I'm like, dang.
Well, I hope she's well.
I think she is.
I don't know what's going on. I mean, nowadays, you got to check Facebook to see what people
are doing. Oh, no. Do you know? I don't know any of her. No one knows any of her social media. No one knows anything. Like, I mean.
She vanished.
Well, she didn't vanish because she still goes to my grandmother's house, but she goes when she knows nobody's there. Mm.
Smart.
I guess, but it's just like, fam, like.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. Did you hear about Justin Bieber? Did we talk about
his
that?
Face?
Yeah.
Did you see the memes going around? It. We just talked about it on Instagram. But yeah, they allegedly saying that it's the
Ramsey,
vaccine.
They are?
Yeah,
I thought I made that up.
I mean, it's not like No, it's not a news report, but I'm just saying that's
okay.
What everybody is saying.
Because I'm like, ain't he vaccinated?
I told
y'all niggas getting that vaccine. Now your face is frozen. I told y'all. Justin
but
Bieber.
That was really crazy though.
Yo. Hold on. Wait, what?
What?
The Biebers recently made headlines as both Justin and Haley opened up about experiencing serious health issues within months of each other.
Damn.
Haley Bieber, his wife, was hospitalized in April after experiencing a stroke.
Damn.
A stroke? She's like 27. Justin Bieber announced he's been diagnosed with Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, conditions that have brought them even closer together, according to Haley. Mrs. Bieber recently spoke with Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest and reflected on the impact their recent diagnosis have had on their relationship. We are both dealing with older illnesses for sure. Honestly, the silver lining in the whole situation, what he went through, what I went through, it really bonds you. I feel like we're closer than ever. And somebody in the comments says, nah, what they took some shit. Ain't no way you had a stroke
and
at your age.
27?
And this nigga face is fucking stuck. Like he was blinking.
And it was not blinking.
And that shit would not blink.
It would
and
not.
The eye rolled to the side and everything. I'm like, oh, so his eye blinked, but it didn't close.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Prayers up to Bieber, man. Prayers up to Bieber. I hope you okay.
That's bad.
I really hope this is not a side effect of the vaccine because people going to be scared to death. Y'all ain't got boosters
people,
and everything.
Because a few people sent it to me. You sent it. You were the first person that sent it. But then a few people asked you. Everybody was just like, isn't he, you know, like vaccinated? I'm like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Does he have to be vaccinated to go on tour?
Oh, I don't
know. The guy, did we talk about the guy Trouble that got killed in the girl's apartment by the ex-boyfriend?
I can't remember if we talked about it.
I don't think we did, but I always say.
Yeah, home
keep
court.
Keep home court. I tell y'all niggas all the time, you want to deal with these women, deal with them, but keep them in your fucking house. Do not go to no woman house. Ain't that how they tried to kill Gucci back in the day? He went to home with some stripper crib. And when he got up in there, some niggas bust up in there with guns and tried to kill Gucci. And he ended up killing one of them niggas.
Oh, shit.
But he got off because it was self-defense.
I didn't know. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that story.
Yep. That's what happened.
So it was like a setup.
Yes.
That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. That's how they get you.
Fucked up.
So now the Trouble Guy, rest in peace. Rapper from Atlanta. I don't know much of his music.
Me either.
But everybody knows him, apparently. I don't know. And you know what's funny about hip-hop? There'll be people that every rapper know and that nobody know. Like, hold up. So you be with Thug, Future, Lil Duval.
And nobody.
Lil Boosie. And I've never heard a song.
Right. Nobody said nothing about him.
But apparently he had good music. From what I be seeing, like, people fucked with him. I never tapped into it. I don't know. But the story goes, he was at this chick crib, broke up with her man a week ago. The man comes, busts in the crib, sees this nigga in the bed, shoots him, and left. Yep.
Sleep. Yeah. That's fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. And his last tweet was, man, y'all can have this shit. I'm going to the house. That was his last tweet.
Wow.
I'm going home tonight. And he ended up going to check shorty in the bed, sleep, not bothering a soul. I'm really just chilling. And, you know, what people would say was, it was his time.
It was his time. What the fuck?
That's what the religious people. It was his time. God called him home. No. That was not what happened.
Shoot him?
No, that's not. That's what people would say.
That's crazy.
Was his time. It was his time. He served his. They said about Nipsey. Oh, he served his purpose. So his goal, his purpose was to get shot in the head in front of his building. That was his end. That was the end for him. Mm-hmm. At 35, he was supposed to die with young kid. That was his end. That's bullshit. Stop putting that on religion. It's not true. He was in the wrong place, wrong time. I tell y'all, keep home court for this reason. Oh, yeah, no, we broke up. We broke up a week ago. Oh, yeah, you broke up.
He ain't.
Did he accept that? Because this nigga, he came and killed the man. She has nothing. She gets nothing. She don't get no time for this.
Right.
No. I feel like her ass should go to jail, too.
Why she should go to jail?
Because you knew this nigga wasn't done with you. You knew you had a man still watching you. And you bring me to your house and he killed me. That's why she should go to jail. Because you knew. We broke up 2 weeks ago. That ain't enough time to be fucking me. That's not enough time to be fucking me. You need to come to me. Come to me. I'm pretty sure Trouble had a crib. He was a rapper.
Maybe one of his women was at his crib because apparently a few of them came out the woodwork. It was like at least three of them and they had pictures. It wasn't just words like, oh, I was with him, this, that, and the third. They had pictures, like intimate pictures, like we're chilling and not no sneak pictures either because, you know, some girls be sneaking pictures. It was like he's smiling like, yeah, let's take this picture.
Live life, nigga. Listen, he lived it though. Live by the pussy, die by the pussy.
And then... So I was having this conversation with somebody about names, right? Mm-hmm. So you see his name is Trouble.
Yep.
And I'm wondering, like, the names that people, one, that they give themselves, that they put upon themselves, I think it has something, you know, like it brings certain energy to you. And
absolutely.
Then even as a parent, when you name your child, I think that also can bring certain energy to them.
Yeah. Because why would you name your son Darius?
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Could you stop? I can't wait to hear what you're going to name your kids.
It ain't going
to
be no fucking Darius. I'll tell you that.
Let's see what names you got.
Ain't going to be no Lil D. No Lil Darius is running around me.
When it's your time, let's see.
If it's a boy, if I have a boy, it'll probably be a third. Mark Gooding Jr. the third.
Oh, gosh.
People would hate it. But it's not about y'all. It's my son. He is mine.
He is mine.
Me and his grandfather's name. As a tradition.
Do not name him that.
I probably wouldn't. I didn't want to be a junior. I didn't have a choice.
Right.
My mother was just like, fuck it. It's your father's first son. You're a boy. You're going to be named after your father. In the 80s, I guess that was the thing. This is 2022. His name might be like some, I don't know, whatever I could figure out. It ain't going to be one of these weird names. One of my ex named her kid Rocket.
Rocket?
Ma'am, that is an object. That is not a name.
Are you, sir, like Rocket?
Like a spaceship, yes.
Wow.
Now, he's going to be a 36-year-old man. Rocket? Rocket? That's me. That's me. My mom named me Rocket. Yeah, she was cute when I was two.
Right.
I'm fucking 40.
Right.
Now, y'all don't think about this.
I do. That's exactly why.
Stop naming your daughters Deborah. She's fucking one.
Yo, I remember.
Come here, Deborah. Ew, ew.
I said the same thing. It was a little girl in my son's class when he was in kindergarten, and her name was Deborah. I said, and then they would call her Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no.
Now Debbie is cool because that's
no, it's not.
No,
not for a little girl. Debbie, that's an old fucking lady.
Debbie.
Yes.
Debbie's cute. No. It's modern. It's more, it's shortened.
No. Debbie is a
Deborah
old lady.
Is older.
Right. Her name was Deborah. And, you know, they occasionally they would call her Deborah, and occasionally they would call her Debbie. And I'm like,
like Samantha, they call you Sammy or Sam.
I think that's cute. But Samantha to me doesn't seem like an old lady.
No,
name.
Samantha's like a good name. Samantha, like Samantha. Brittany. Certain names hold.
Yeah.
Like Rachel. That's a good girl name. It's professional. It is still cute for
I don't
a kid.
Really like Rachel.
It's adult. If yeah. you're 50 and your name is Rachel, people, okay. You look like a Rachel.
You know what's funny? Speaking
but a Rashana?
Speaking of.
At 58?
When I was younger, I didn't like my name because I always thought it sound like a little girl. Like, what the mm-hmm. hell is a Rihanna? Like, that
look
just
it up.
Sounds...
It's like a queen name, I believe.
No, it is. I know.
I Googled it the other week. I was right. looking up girl names and shit like that. So
right. So I know that it means queen and, you know, address mm-hmm. me as such. But when I was younger.
I'm not going to press.
When I was younger, I'm like, this sounds like such a little girl name. And I wanted my name to be Lisa. I'm like, because that sounds like a...
Like The Simpsons?
No, not like The Simpsons, but I just like Lisa, probably because my aunt's name is Lisa, and...
Mm, I think you told a story before.
Yeah, when I was younger, I'm like...
Lisa fits you, though, because you wear glasses.
And I'm like, I should be a Lisa, but now I like
I feel like
name.
We've had this whole conversation before.
I think we did.
Deja vu.
Right. But I like my name now.
Well, yeah, now you get used to it. I always thought my name was corny. Mark. Mm-hmm. Why I couldn't be a Corey or a Deshaun.
Oh, you wanted to be a Corey?
I wanted to be a Corey. I wanted to be a Deshaun. I wanted to be like a fucking, like a, I went to school with a nigga named Bashar. I thought that name was Bashar. So fire, Bashar.
Okay.
I'm like, damn, why my name can't be like that? Why my name gotta be Mark? All these niggas in here named, some niggas named Juwanis. Some Jamaican nigga, Juwana, some shit like, he had a hard name. I'm like, damn, that's tough.
Yeah.
I'll fuck my name regular, but as you get older,
that's what you want.
What looks good on a resume?
But you don't put out resumes, so why you?
Now, doing? No, but in 2004, I had to put them on. I didn't have a resume before. I was high school. 08.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you had to have a resume. Couldn't put Quantavious on a fucking resume. Quantavious Smith. No. We know who, you know how he coming. He coming to the interview in Tim's.
Oh, my God.
Job interviews. Do they still exist?
Yeah.
Do they still do like group interviews?
I haven't had a group. I kind of feel like group interviews are for younger people. I don't really think they do group interviews for like old, like senior roles. I don't think they do that.
Not in corporate, but in retail, every interview is a group interview. And you can tell who's getting the job and who not. And it's always so funny.
Really? Because
you know who you all right, for interview, I always go early. So I'm there early because I want to see who gonna be late. Uh-huh. I want to see who dressed worse. And I want to see who got the craziest name in here. So I'll be there early. Mark. All right. I'll sit there. Some thug ass nigga coming. How you doing? He's sweating because he was Russians. How you doing? I got an interview at 2 with Charles. Yeah. Have a seat. We'll be right with you.
Uh-huh.
What's going on, bro? You good? Trying to get this job, right? Yeah, I know. I'm trying to get this shit. I got a kid and shit. You know, nigga start telling you his life.
Right.
He's not getting the job. Too talkative. So now the girl comes in. She sits and she's quiet. She's going to get the job. Uh-huh. She's going to be a cashier. I could tell. Well, how the hood bitch come in. She on the phone. Yeah. Text. She can't get them off the phone. She's not getting hired. And then you see the people that's a shoo-in.
Uh-huh.
They're taking him. They're taking her. Oh, he's definitely getting hired. Uh-huh. And then you start like, well, shit, if these
is
niggas
room
is that.
For me?
Yeah. It's like, am they going to hire me?
Right.
So now I got to step my shit up. I got to go in the room, be extra.
Yeah.
Well, yes. You know, I studied there for a couple of years. And what I've learned was that even though you can have adversity, you can overcome it. Now I'm in there saying dumb shit. They get hired. Still ain't fucking hire me.
No.
But they took Quantavious. Ain't that a bitch?
Wait, why did they take him?
Security.
Oh.
Of course you want a thug nigga for security. He wants him to the interview. We know what he doing. You ain't going there. No merchandise, nigga. Can you work the front? How tall are you? There's always room for a bull, nigga.
Oh.
Like back in the day, that was the main slave. He impregnated everybody.
Mm.
He was the buck. Big, strong, back, tall, nigga. Yeah. Fuck all them. Just don't fuck all women. We'll kill your ass. And then white women would sneak fucking him anyway. That's how all these light-skinned niggas... never mind.
Too funny.
But what you were saying about the rapper names, too. Yeah, like, right now, who's in jail? Young Thug.
Right?
Gunna. Right. They know their names.
So
Young Thug. Okay, so you want people to think you're a good guy.
So, but not even think. I think it's beyond what you want people to think. It's just the energy around certain things. So I say that to say, be mindful of what you call yourself and be mindful of the names that you give to, like, your children, because I think it matters.
Yeah. Dr. Fauci has tested positive for COVID.
Bruh.
At this point, how is this news? Nobody cares about COVID no more. Seriously. Like, even if you type COVID in your story, they don't put that shit no more.
They don't.
Yeah, they've given up. Even Instagram let it go. It's over. Got through it.
Instagram let it go. It's over.
It's over. Like, I remember you say the word pandemic or COVID in your story. They putting that shit in your shadow ban for the rest of the month.
Exactly.
Your views are going down. You shouldn't have said it. You got to put the star in the middle of the O. Do not type COVID, nigga. Not straight out.
Right.
It's better now. Well, I have one more thing. What is this? This is funny, though. Were you a left-in baby or a pull-out baby?
Bruh.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I have to ask my dad. I'm going to ask him. Now, when you had me, did you leave it in mom's? Or you pulled out and I was like an accident? I just want to know, because, like, I feel like if I was a left-in baby, I would have been taller.
What the fuck?
I feel like short people was like, nigga, your pops backed out, but one, your ass got through. And now you short because you ain't get all the vitamins that was with the rest of the shit. Like, nigga, you wasn't even supposed to make it, bro. You only 5'2".
Yo.
I had another one behind you. He died on the pullout. He would have went to the league. Like, I want to know.
He would have went to the league.
If I was a pullout baby or a left-it-in baby. Because my child is 100% going to be a left-it-in baby. Oh, he's going to have all his toes and fingers. Trust me. You got every nutrient, kid. You got it all. You might have extra toes. I have a friend who cut his son had 10, had 6 fingers. I'm like, nigga, you went crazy that night. God damn.
Shut up.
You nutted so hard he got extra fingers. He had a little extra pinky. He had to get it cut off.
I remember.
Crazy.
I remember growing up, I seen somebody like that, and they left it.
Some people leave it. Because they scared. They don't want to.
Why would you leave
it? Man, I get a nail clipper and clip that shit off. They be having a nail on it, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I get a nail clipper and clip that shit right off.
Why didn't they cut that off?
As soon as he hit 3 months.
Like, you can't cut it off.
Throw that hand on the table. Might have to get a little axe, the meat cleaver. Shinks. Slide it on the floor. Let's let him scream. It's okay. He'll be fine. He won't remember this shit later. Wrap that shit up, take an emergency room. Yeah, he had an accident. Little finger fell off.
The little finger.
They gonna stitch it up. You good, dude. Hope they don't call fucking APS, CPS.
ACS, CPS.
ACS. That's all these letters.
Right.
Black Lives, BLM. We don't know who to trust. I think that's all I have.
Yeah, I don't really, not much was happening. Nah. Hopefully next week is more.
Yeah, summer's here.
Finally.
It hasn't really been hot yet.
Well, it's hot today. Well, it was hot today.
It'll be hot. Really? It's kind of cold today.
Well, right now at like 7 o'clock, but at 2 o'clock this afternoon. No, I'm saying like at 7 o'clock, you know, when we're out and about coming here. But at like 2 o'clock this afternoon, it was freaking hot.
Friday is going to be 90. It's going to be hot Friday. I'm supposed to be off on Fridays. I'm working 7 days a week now because one of my coworkers broke his leg. So I'm just, I'm telling you one thing. This check coming? Man, look, I can't even spend no money no more.
So. I was going to say, you need to stop.
Well, actually, I can. It just depends on
spending
what I spend on.
The money.
I could go get things I need.
Right.
They can still be fly. Right. I can't use them right now. But in a few months, I could back out some little fits.
Right.
They'd be like, oh, when you got that? Chill. You got to shop all year round.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? That's how, you know, in February they got this.
I agree.
Daddy was, I was on. what else? What else? What else? What else? Nothing? Nothing?
That's
nothing.
That's
it. Nothing. There's nothing. Oh, Summer Jam passed. Hood prom, don't care.
I'm glad you said the hood prom.
Yeah, that's when all the hood niggas get their finest outfits and go to MetLife to be drunk, smoke weed, and fight for several hours and
watch their favorite Summer Jam.
It's nothing, no reason.
Right, I know. I never wanted to go. I just never went.
I went. I was on my little ghetto shit for a few years there.
Oh, how many times did you go?
Three. Regretted it.
Okay.
No, twice. I went twice. I went, but the times I went though, you gotta understand. When I was going to summer gym, it was always
that's when it first started, right?
No, summer gym been out since like Biggie. Yeah, since the '90s. Yeah.
Oh, I 97
been doing it forever.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Remember Jay-Z brung like Michael Jackson in like 98 or some shit.
Right. That's when I kind of thought crazy. It started, like early 2000s, late 90s. But no, it was like, back with Biggie?
Like 95, 96, they started it. Mm. And Biggie used to be the headliner for the first couple of them because he was Biggie, King of New York. Mm. Now, 5-year-old comes out there with a crown on. And it's like, all right, bro. I mean, whatever. I don't care. You know, you ain't in my era.
Right.
You
ain't the king of my era.
Yeah. So, the 21-year-olds, I don't know what they're doing. If Fabio is y'all king, have him. Okay? I had Hov.
Right? So, and nah, still got him.
I mean, big difference. Fabio was there. Cardi B performed.
Oh,
Colin
yeah,
Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick. Yeah, because his girlfriend, Vanessa. Nessa.
Oh, yeah.
From 97, yeah. Colin Kaepernick happened to be at a summer gym. How odd that we see Colin Kaepernick now that he's trying to get back in the NFL. So now you going
I'm
to concert?
Shocked he wants to go back. I thought he was going to be done.
Oh, no, he got paid. So now it's just like, I guess we're cool now. No, fuck you, Kaepernick, okay? Fuck him. Fuck him in that afro because he's still trying to play with people's intelligence. I went on a whole fucking rant about this Kaepernick guy. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it again, but I'm going to say this one more time for y'all. I told you so. When everything comes to light, I told y'all for years, this nigga is a fraud. I told y'all. He just wanted money and he got it. He has a Netflix show where he compared the NFL to fucking slavery.
But that's not a new thought process, though.
But it's bullshit. He's telling them, oh, we picked the biggest, the strongest. Do you know you get paid to play football, Kaepernick? Millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars. You get $1 million of endorsements. You don't play for free. Slaves didn't have a choice. And I hate when people compare slavery to $100 million type of job. There is no comparison between a football player and $1 million athlete. Name one football player not making $1 million. Name them. You can't. Even the niggas you don't know make millions. So don't sit there and say, oh, in slavery, they see who's the biggest, the strongest, the fastest. Yes, because you get paid more if you're bigger, stronger, faster, idiot. Did you not play football for free your entire life for the opportunity to get paid to play football? So how do you compare it to slavery? Where does that add up? You played high school football in high school. You played football in college. Now you're in the pros. Yes, you have to work out for these owners who are going to pay you millions of their dollars to represent their team. From. What? The owners?
Yeah.
People own everything. So you can't do that.
I mean, but people that go to work every day.
There's the owner of the company.
Right. And they feel like they're probably slaves too.
But again, slaves didn't willingly go pick cotton. They were shipped to a whole nother country.
But if we break it down like that.
To pick cotton for free.
But if we break it down, like I'm not willingly going to work.
You willingly cashing them checks? You willingly spending that fucking money, you get paid. This is the thing. Slaves, imagine you went to work for free. That's a slave. Imagine you had to be at work on time.
Wait, but
or you fired and you don't even get paid.
But some people, they kind of sort of do work for free to a certain extent. Like, say you make simple numbers, $1,000 a month, and your rent is $500, and food is $100, transportation is $100. And something else is $100, and you literally have no, you pretty much went to work for free because you don't have money left over to do anything with.
Welcome to New York City. That's, like, so if you want if you to live in New York City, you're
so
not going to have much
about
money.
It kind of sort of slightly is very similar. I'm not going to say exactly the same. It's very similar because what did your slave master provide you with? They provided you with housing. They provided you with a little bit of food. And depending on how much money you make, you're going to have a little bit of food. You'll have housing and you don't have any much disposable income. So it's just like, yeah, I kind of did go to work just for housing and food.
But the key was you chose that job. You applied for that. The slaves didn't apply for this shit. They were taken from where they were and made to do labor that they did not have to do because someone else took you from somewhere and it wasn't illegal. Imagine we went and did that. Imagine we go to Germany on a big fucking boat and we just see Germans on a beach and just say, let's just take them. Fuck them. Make them. We take them to the Bahamas. Make them fucking pick coconuts and pineapples. And if they don't want to do it, beat the shit out of them.
Right.
And what are they going to do? Revolt? We'll kill them. We'll give them religion to keep them in line. Hey, right. Jesus, take that book. You read it. You fucking fuck up. You're going to go to hell. You want to go to hell? It's hot down there.
Hot.
Like, imagine. Think about this. And I'm going off topic completely, but it doesn't matter. I'm moving on. Who the fuck created the description of hell? Do we ever ask these questions?
Somebody.
Who said it's some big red nigga with a tail and horns with a pitchfork?
And a spear, right, and a pitchfork.
Just down there waiting for you to fuck with you for all of eternity. Now, I thought you die, you die. What is eternity? Eternity is a time that doesn't end, right? Mm-hmm. That's eternity.
Forever.
Nobody ever came back from hell and said, yo, it's hot. No, nobody ever came back from heaven and said, it's nice up there. These places don't exist. When you die, you're dead.
Well, we don't know, Mark.
We do know. Allegedly, and we need to stop these lies because we give things to make people feel better. But it's no. You're dead. When you die, you're dead. My grandmother is fucking dead. She's not. What do you think? She's some spirit just walking around. And every time a breeze blow, that's grandma. No, grandma's gone. Now, do I believe in spirits? Yes, I believe she still is guiding me and is surrounding me and supporting me. Yes. However, I don't think she's up there on a cloud having mimosas with with Jimmy. I don't think that's real. I'm sorry. We would love to. It sounds amazing. You would love. It's easy to believe because it sounds good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like somebody said, yo, man, you ever been to the spa? Oh, you got to go to the spa. They got massages. They got pools, hot tubs. There's food there. You want to go. That sounds great. Hey, you ever been to hell? It's hot, stinks. Everybody's fucking evil. Oh, I don't want to go there. I better just act right. No. No. Hell is where all the good people are. That's where all the fun is. Send me to hell. Send me to hell. Because if everybody bad is in hell, I want to go to hell. If that's what I be doing it. Who's in heaven? Who the fuck was that good to be in? Heaven's whack. Who the fuck was about the Pope? Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King. I don't want to be with them. Send me to hell with Biggie at, bro. Let me get some weed. Like Biggie said, if I die, fuck it. I want to go to hell. God will probably have me up there with all the goody goodies. No getting my dick sucked. No, come on. Nah. Send me to hell. I need to get my dick licked with Biggie.
I need to get
me, Biggie,
licked.
Tupac. We going to be smoking weed, getting head. Fuck the devil. We don't fuck with that bitch ass nigga. We shoot at him every day. That's the ops. Yeah, send me down there. Because we here for eternity. Turn it up. We gonna fuck the devil up. So you think that thing gonna imprison niggas in hell? We here for eternity, nigga. You ain't no jail. We here. We gonna overturn this shit, and then we gonna get to heaven eventually, and then when we get to heaven, what y'all gonna send us then? It's nonsense. Look. I hate to break people's hearts and like, oh, he sounds crazy. That's sacrilegious. That's blasphemy. No, it's not blasphemy. You just gullible, and you believe everything people tell you without questioning it. And you never ask the question. Nobody ever asks the question. Why do we believe in God? Because you have to. Now, let's go to church. That's not an answer. That's not good enough. Ask your grandmother who Jesus is. She doesn't have a fucking answer.
She going to tell you.
She don't know. She going to tell you he's our Lord and Savior. You ever met that man? Why are you calling him your Savior? What did he save? He didn't save you. He didn't save us. He's not going to say. He's not coming back. Every Easter, God's coming back, and he's not coming back. That nigga gone. He dead. He is dead. Just like everybody else that died, he dead. Ain't nobody coming back to this motherfucker. Oh, you gone? You gone.
I for sure don't want to come back.
What the fuck? You want to come back to bills and debt and fucking...
Not return me.
Come on. Like, you will miss the people you love, of course. But everything in life has to end. But if you don't learn that by now, you're never going to get it. Everything in life will end. I ask people all the time, the first person you ever loved, you know where they are right now?
Mm-mm.
I couldn't tell you where the fuck she is. I don't know this woman no more. I haven't seen her since we were 15. But I loved her at 15. I thought we'd be together forever. I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 36 now. I don't know her. I don't even know where she is. So remember how limited life is. Enjoy the experiences. Embrace them. Hold on to them as long as you can while they're positive and just enjoy it. Don't fucking invest your entirety into everything. That's why I tell people marriage is not real. Why would I marry somebody and promise them life? I'm going to give you my entire life forever, just you. Now, mind you, I'm a man attracted to women.
Come on now.
But I'm going to fight those feelings because I took a pledge in front of some people and allegedly God to be with just you. Take this ring that I paid an exuberant amount of money for, right? And you're going to wear that. And that's supposed to mean you can't do nothing with nobody else because you're married. That don't stop shit. Married women will flip that ring around so fast. Take that shit off. I've seen it. I've seen it. I've been in Vegas with a married woman drunk as fuck. Oh, I just got married. I want to fuck. I'm like, yo, whoa, what? Where's your husband? She don't know. Right? She out here belligerent. She don't know where he is. She's wilding.
Bruh.
And I'm looking like, yo, this is somebody's wife. And somebody's going to fuck that lady. It won't be me. And somebody's going to fuck this lady. This is Vegas. It's nonsense.
Well,
stop following society's rules. Just live your life. Just don't get caught.
No, but see, that's the thing. We need rules to keep the status quo.
Says who? Go back to the beginning of the time. What were the rules? What was the rules?
It might have been anarchy.
It's necessary.
Anarchy? Imagine if it was real anarchy and you couldn't come here and be safe.
Then I would be a soldier, so I could come here. I would be a warrior. I would build my body, and I would get mad weapons, and I would make myself a person able to roam the earth freely and easily.
I'm going to just sit in the house.
Yeah. If you're going to be weak, like back in the day, the women stayed home because they couldn't fight.
I'm just stay home.
So now, when like, Kevin Samuels was kind of saying...
Bring me some food, Mark.
God bless Kevin Samuels. But he was just saying, like, women talk all this shit, but it's like, if we break shit down to the brass tacks, y'all was not hunter-gatherers. Y'all wasn't killing buffaloes and dragging it to the cave. So don't sit there and tell me I'm not going 50-50 with no man. You can't even do the 50. What 50 can you do?
But y'all don't even do that no more.
But if we had to, we could. Physically, we could.
But you don't have to.
All right, so let a man come up and disrespect you. Who you looking for? Where's my man? Beat this nigga up. You ain't gonna fight no nigga. You looking for us. So stop acting like y'all could run this world and y'all don't need nobody. That's bullshit. Women have got it fucked up. We need each other.
Yes, we do.
We need women. Men need women, and women need men.
That I agree.
So the women out there, I don't need no man. I'm independent. Da, da, da. All you're doing is scaring niggas off you. Some women are too independent, and it scares men away. Not that he don't like you. He likes you, but he just knows your mindset is going to judge him. Even if he's a good nigga. Morally, if he's a good man, you look at him in a financial aspect, and if he doesn't add up financially, his morals don't matter. That's crazy to me. This is a good man. He might not financially be there as far as you are, but he's still trying and he's overall a good guy. So is that how important is the money?
It's pretty important.
How? Can you marry it? Can you live with it? Can you build a family with that money? Can you make children with that money? Can that hold you at night? It can't. That bed get cold. Who gonna kill that spider? You gonna throw money at it?
It was a bug in my room the other day, and I got the vacuum cleaner and sucked it up.
A vacuum cleaner.
A vacuum cleaner and sucked the bug in the vacuum cleaner.
Only a woman would kill a bug the cleanest way so she don't have to clean nothing after. Boy, if you vacuum, it ain't no guts. Ayo. It's in there. I don't care what's in there.
It's in the vacuum. Just
dump that shit out.
Exactly.
But we need each other. We need women. For men, women make our lives more organized.
And easier, too.
Women, yes. Women make our lives more peaceful. Let me elaborate, right? Now, having nobody to talk to is tough.
It is.
I've been there. I've been single for years. I went almost 6 years single. It was fun, but it was also very depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Looking back, I wouldn't want to do that shit again because it was hard. Because every time I had a problem, it was just me to deal with it.
Yeah.
Every time I had an issue I'm going to talk about, there was nobody to talk to. Because everybody that I fucked with, I was playing with.
Right.
So I'm not going to open up to you. I don't fuck with you like that. I play with you. So why would I tell you some real shit that I'm really going through? Yeah. I don't like you like that. So you need that sometimes. You need that. I'm not even going to say you want. You need that person to vent.
I agree.
You need a person that can vent. You can vent to, and they have your back, and they're not going to. They're not going to be like, well, you're wrong. Advice. No, they're going to tell you the truth.
Right.
And they're also going to be there for you too, even if you're wrong.
Right.
Because it be times I be wilding. And my girl be like, yo, it's you. But I'm going to listen to you.
Right.
But you wrong. But I'm going to go ahead, though. And I'm like, nah, what you mean? And then you start to.
And then she tell
right.
you. Right. And then she break it down for you.
But if I never had that before. I didn't have that. So I would just wild out and be wrong and strong. And like, fuck it. I'm burning bridges everywhere.
No good.
Now, I think before I talk. Like, I had last night, my homegirl posted some crazy shit on Instagram. Not crazy. It is her butt cheeks in a corner store. And I'm like, why are you not even her butt cheeks? She's just a little butt picture, but she's in the corner store. And I'm like, in the corner store? Why not post that in the house? Why not take a picture in your house, by your closet or something? Why are you doing it in the corner store? Oh, You still miserable. Ain't no bitch ever gonna want you a love. I'm like, all
that's
of this.
That's what she said to you?
And I'm like, so I DM'd her and I'm like, you don't gotta do that. We mad cool. You trying to play me in your comments.
Right.
We could do that right here one-on-one. We ain't gotta play for no, we ain't gotta put no show on. So after we got the little talking off, right. It calmed down. She seen that I was playing with her, coming from a playful perspective. And after she got out her own fucking head.
Right.
Oh, my bad. I apologize too. I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I wasn't trying to play you. She's like, oh, because you always talk about women. I don't want you doing that to me. Not, no. I didn't. Calm down.
Right.
After the talk, it became okay. You have to learn that. Me, before, I would have cursed her the fuck out, blocked her, never seen her again. Probably would have seen her in real life, walk right past. I've done that to people. Mm. Over bullshit. Like, damn, that was my homie. I used to fuck with him. But fuck that nigga. And because I was wrong. But now you got a person to talk to you about when you in them shitty moods, you just sitting there all,
right.
What happened? Nah, this nigga tried to play me. What happened? Nah, because he says, that's it? Yeah. So what you do? I block that nigga. Oh, no, you bugging. I'm bugging? You bugging. You bugging. Damn, maybe I'm bugging.
Right. Stuff really don't be that serious.
So you need that person to keep you there. You know what I'm saying? And it's cool doing things for someone that appreciate it.
It is.
Like, doing nice things for people.
So that goes back to what I said earlier today. You get to see, like, their reaction. You see their appreciation to it, and it makes you feel good.
What they get, you get that, what they call that shit?
The endorphins?
It's a word. It's a term, though. It's it's like a thing. Oxycodone. Dopamine.
Oh, dopamine. You hear me? Oxycodone.
That's a drug. Oxycodone.
Right.
That's
dopamine.
Dopamine. You get a little dopamine, and you get a good feeling. Like, ooh, I like that. So, like, you know, Mother's Day, I got my girl some Telfair bags. Felt good giving her those. Then, other day, dude come in, like, yo, I got this hoodie. Supreme hoodie, brand new in the plastic. I'm like, oh, shit, that's nice. How much is that? Give me $50. $50? Give it to me. I'll give it to my girl. She loved the hoodie. Loved it. Oh, this is nice. Good. I felt good. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, you couldn't have got me to buy. What? I ain't buying you shit. Please. You buy me something. I ain't buying you nothing. Nah. Now, my perspective has changed. But you have to open up for that. You have to be okay. Like, when the tarot girl came, she told me I my heart was closed or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I knew exactly what she meant. And I was purposely closing my shit. Like, nah, I'm not letting nobody in. Fuck that. Nope. For what? I got it under control. But if the person deserves it.
You got it under control.
But if the person deserves to be let in, let them in. It's worth it. That wasn't even free game. I would just talk. Only free game I have for niggas is stay single until you really want a girlfriend.
Yeah, stop wasting our time.
No. That, see, can we talk about that?
Tomorrow.
The wasting time.
Next week.
This is quick. There's no such thing as wasting time if you enjoyed the time wasted. I've had girls tell me, oh, you wasted my time. So for them last 3 months, we didn't have fun. I wasted it. No, because you didn't get what you wanted. You feel like it was wasted. That's not true. Okay. You had an experience. You had a good time these 3 months.
And
I didn't waste your time.
She wanted it to last.
Okay, so don't say I wasted it, because I didn't. We had a good time. We made good use of the time. Now it's over. So how did I waste it? If we had our time, we made the best of that time, and now it's over. How did I waste that? Wasting your time is saying, hey, I'm going to meet you over there at 4.
And then don't
never show up. That's where you went, and I didn't come. Right. That didn't happen. So women, find a new term. Niggas be wasting my time. What time? Your time ain't worth shit.
Uh-uh.
What the fuck you be doing? Watching Law and Order in your bed with your bonnet on? Shut up. Come outside, get this dick, and then go watch Law and Order. Hello. anyway, this is episode 2-something.
Oh, God. I wrote it down.
219?
Yeah, 219.
219. Next week is 220. We getting there. The 2's taking long. The 1's feel like they flew. 219, Jesus Christ. We're on 200 forever. Joe Budden is at 500. I'm like, how the fuck is he at 5?
Like 2 and 3 a day.
He does like 3 pods a week. That's all he does. Can we get paid for this so we can do 3 a week for free? I mean, not for free. Not for free, but we can be like Mandy and what's the name? Bridget. And
how just. That's what I got to figure out.
We got to start shopping the podcast to people.
I'm ready to get paid.
We have to start shopping the podcast to investors.
However,
investors are not investing right now because the stock market is shit.
Mm.
Bitcoin crashed. Rick Ross is laughing at all you Bitcoin niggas too.
Right.
He's like, show me the money. Where's the fucking money? How much money did you make off these bits? Right. And niggas can never tell you what they physically really made in cash. Because it's like, oh, well, it's tied up in Ethereum. What? What the fuck is that? How much cash can you pull from Bitcoin right now? How much is in there? Can you touch it? Is it fucking tangible? Can you hold it? Well, I mean, I gotta...
And that was the thing that I didn't really understand. Like, okay, if you bought Bitcoin and it was this and it went up, so why don't you just pull it out? Like, get... Because it would be worth, supposedly, like hundreds of thousands of dollars. So why not just take it out?
Cap. Because it was never worth that. It was a game. I feel like Bitcoin was like Fortnite for adults during the pandemic. All that coin shit, all that shit they had.
Dogecoin. All this shit.
And everybody's still broke. That's the shit that killed me. I was asking niggas in 2020, all you niggas is investing, where's the money? All you niggas that's in real estate, that shit you put up yesterday, niggas be doing real estate and don't be...
Hilarious. You gonna play it?
I am, and I'm gonna get out of here.
It's so funny. Yeah. I literally chuckled when I heard that. Because I'm like, that shit is so true. It's so true.
Yeah, niggas do not be in real estate, my nigga. I got a homegirl that says she does real estate. She does nothing. All she does is post books she reads and post like herself in a suit. She gets no money. Okay, I'm going to say that right now. Anytime you go on vacation and you chose South Carolina, you ain't getting no fucking money. Okay, here we go.
What do you do? Or what do you do for a living? I hate when people just say real estate. Like, what do you do? Real estate? Most of the people in real estate or that will say real estate, however you do real estate, they don't do it. 90-something percent of them realtors. People don't know the average realtor is broke. Average realtor closes like 1 to 2, maybe 3 deals a year, if that. They only getting 3%. Like, it's 6% that they split, both parties get, and then they got to pay their broker fee or whatever. Majority of them, all they do is just like try to dress nice, take pictures sideways and smile and go to happy hours and like take pictures and like try to promote a lifestyle. But what do you do for
this is true.
He went in.
He didn't even go in like he could have.
I like his accent. He sounds cute.
From the South. All them Southern niggas got them deep voices.
But I like his accent because I don't like a lot of people's accents.
Yeah. But it's true. Y'all real estate guys. I know y'all use that because it's a tool and people do make money, but not you. Yeah, you don't make money. People make money.
Oh,
you don't make
and
money.
One of my friends, he used to be into like buying houses,
flipping them
wholesale and flipping. So he said when I posted it, he replied to it. He's just like, yeah, these realtors don't make no money. And they're mad at the wholesalers and the flippers because the flippers and the wholesalers come in and they make the money.
I have a girl I follow that was a bartender. She used to be a bartender, like a top bartender. She had like 100,000 followers and everything. Started her little reconstruction business where she buy homes in Baltimore, Maryland, Virginia, Jersey, and she renovates them. She has a company that does the house renovation.
Wow.
So every day she in there herself sometime.
Yeah.
Drywall in the wall. Like if I got to get this shower done by the 30th so I could post this shit and get it gone. And she flipped a lot of houses in her truck. Says so. So... Yeah. She's getting that money.
If you flip houses and you in wholesaling, then you probably make money.
Nah, her jewelry, her truck, her house, her dog.
What kind of dog she got?
I don't know, but it's a rich, fucking expensive looking dog and it's white. Anytime people got a white dog, they up. Because a white dog, a lot of maintenance.
I was about to say, it's the maintenance.
Gigi today, she shitted and the piece got stuck. I'm like, oh, I'm not getting it. You gonna fucking figure that out. But she's gray. So the doo-doo just gonna stay till she get a bath. I just won't put her on the bed this week.
Ew,
whatever. I still love her. She just can't. So, yeah. Stay away from Gigi's ass. She's getting furry again and the poop don't drop. It's clean when it's furry.
Ew.
I gotta shave her down a little. I found a new groomer. But I wanna get Gigi rest of her shots before she go back. Cause if she gets any kind of infection and she don't have her vaccines, it's my fault. If the dog is fully vaccinated and the groomer cut your dog and your dog an infection, you can sue the fuck out of them because it's not on you. Mm-hmm. It's on the groomer. Now, if you bring your dog and they're not up to par, that's on you.
Right.
Now, if they cut your dog and your dog gets sick or anything wrong, money being made.
Oh, okay.
Money.
That's good to know.
Absolutely. Make sure your dog got all their paperwork. Petco taught me that. They was like, if your dog don't have this, that we're not even taking it because... If anything go wrong, your dog move, we cut them, and they get infected, it's on us. Know your shit. All right. Guys, that's all I got. I gave you 100 minutes.
Later.
We gave y'all 100. How close to 100?
Two more minutes.
I will see y'all next week. No new music is out that I care about. Post Malone came out.
I mean, I care about Chloe.
She dropping an album or a song?
She dropped a song soon, but she dropping an album. I like Chloe.
I want her to have OnlyFans.
Oh, God.
That's, yeah, she need to do that. Gonna lawyer the money up, girl. I don't think she got enough for his lawyers. He need good lawyers. Boy, I don't even think Gunna got enough money for the lawyers he need. Young Thug might. He might have enough. Roddy Ricch, Roddy Ricch got arrested right before Summer Jam, got out the next day. Shout out to the Jewish lawyers. Did you see my boy post a pic with the Jews in the background? Hello, I'm trying to get closer to the Jews too. Every day I'm with this nigga, smoking weed. Yeah, I'm learning, y'all. I'm learning the ways. I'm not going to be a black Jew, but I will have access. That kid is 17. I'm going to stick with him. He's going places. Just stay close to the young Jews. They'll get you in. They listen to hip hop. We already in there.
They do.
All right, guys. This is 100 Minutes, episode 219. Have a good weekend. Bye. I'm sweating.
Bye.